you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This creative's got me fucking thinking, man. It's got me having ideas. You know what we gotta do? We gotta find some girls. We gotta find some gals here at Skankfest. We gotta show them how to party, how to have a good time. Guys, you should be taking Kratom. If you guys aren't taking Kratom, you don't know how to have a good time at Skankfest. Are we allowed to say that? Are we allowed to tell people to take Kratom? What are the rules here? I don't really know, folks. Shit, Skankfest has arrived!
It's the kickoff, dude. What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. Coming to you from Skankfest Vegas.
Live, I think we're live streaming right now on mintcomedy.com to all of those skanks who couldn't fucking be here. Boo those losers.
Boo.
You fucking losers.
Boo.
Seriously, thank you for paying.
Can I tell you something?
We have the only group of people imaginable that as we're walking down this road, you go, we are actually, like Fremont Street was classier before we got up.
Yep. We really zhuzhed that hunk of shit up.
Other people on Fremont Street were looking at us like, dude, come on. And you're like, you're a homeless person with a butt plug in right now.
Dude, on the way, can I tell, give you a little behind the scenes of what happened here? So we do this thing called the Skank Parade every year, okay? And it's not really a parade, right? But we call it that. And we called it that on the website. And the city of Las Vegas almost shut this entire festival down because we were advertising a parade on Fremont Street.
They're like, you have to get government permits for that. And we're like, shut up. It's street.
Because Lewis's attitude is like, look, we publicly call it a parade.
Yeah.
We advertise that. But it's not a parade. It's just thousands of people marching down the street.
Lewis.
And they're like, that is a parade. That's by definition what a parade is.
Lewis went to city council and goes, trust me, doggy. It's like,
point of personal privilege.
So they almost shut us down, so we took the parade off the website altogether, and it was gone. And then everyone was like, is this happening? I was like, yeah, but then I just changed it in my social media to a skank walk. And we all
changed everything.
Yeah, dude, changed everything. We met at the plaza, and then I was like, I have an idea. Let me have the crowd carry me to notoriety from the plaza. And then they started carrying me through the crowd, and it was great. It was one of the most glorious moments that I've ever had in my entire life, and I was going to be carried the entire way. And then some dude named Phil came up to us and lost his fucking mind.
Let me tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something I noticed today, and if anyone was there, you'd agree with this. This show has taught us nothing if not the power of the chant. And Phil came over, and Phil... what I saw seemed like he was like
pissed
flat out, you cannot do this.
Well, he goes, what is this? And I was like, I think it's a comedy festival called Skankfest.
There's buzz.
I swear to God, dude.
There's a comedy festival happening that way. Maybe they're going there.
I was like, and they were like, who's the organizer of this? And I was like, I think they're at the venue right now. Honestly, we should go talk to them
as a group. We should go talk to them and chant things in the street.
Yeah, he's like, you can't. He was like, you guys asked for permission to do this, and we said no, specifically. And then I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just a comedian, dude. They just booked me.
But so what was the resolution of this? They just
booked
back
Jay,
down?
Jay, as you were saying, the power of a chant.
Everyone started chanting Phil. And before you know it, 2,000 people walked down the street screaming Phil and then Skanks.
Yeah, dude.
Then but, Big J for a little bit, then a couple different versions of Big J.
People don't understand the power. Like, that guy Phil has never felt like such a
right.
god.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's like, I've never had a moment like this.
He got swept up.
It's rare that anybody in life has had a couple thousand people chant their name. It is the most empowering thing. Like, what's your name, dude? Victor?
Victor! 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 Victor!
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to be awesome. Victor, what do you do? Tell us. Navy SEAL? Don't break my heart. You what? You weigh trucks? Like how? Like in a carnival? Like you guess? 2 tons. No? Pick from the top.
There. You weigh those weigh stations, you're like, move up slightly. Great.
That's a job that they can literally get rid of.
Yep. It's an important job.
It is the
have you ever caught a load of Mexicans? Damn.
Victor, what's your DEFCON 5 in the weighing trucks thing? What's the like, oh shit, I gotta get somebody bigger on the horn?
Oh, that's a good idea, Lewis.
When the 18-wheeler is like overweight, like 100,000 pounds and stuff like that?
100,000 pounds overweight?
By the way, I could have never guessed that an 18-wheeler weighs that much.
They're not supposed
if you said
to.
How much is an 18-wheeler, I would have guessed 8,000 pounds.
Yeah.
1,000 pounds for each wheel.
Lewis isn't an old seasoned trucker like me and you, Vic. Out there hauling.
Yeah, dude, Victor, that is the least victorious job that I've ever heard. That's ironic.
I
love it. Your family thought you were going to be a winner. Like, Dave named his son Victor because he knows that he's going to be a fucking future.
Hey, my son will grow up one day to weigh trucks.
Don't you
leave my boy out of this.
If that happens, this is going to be a moment we really remember. Damn, remember Dave called his shot? You could always weigh trucks, son.
By the way, we tried to do this yesterday on the Real Ass Podcast. Gay Blind Mike is a virgin, and all the podcasts...
Gay Blind Mike's a virgin?
Gay Blind Mike.
That tracks.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Yeah, I was kind of taken aback by how surprised you said it.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was surprised when I found out.
Surprised I was surprised.
So at this Skankfest, we're trying to get him laid, and every podcast...
Well, there's a game. We have a game on SDR show, a whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, every podcast is sort of doing it, I know. But you're going to try to get him an ugly hooker.
I'm not trying to do
he
anything.
He doesn't want a fucking ugly, gross SDR hooker. He wants to have sex with, like, a normal ugly chick from the festival.
Damn, dude. Ralph, is he here? Because he's going to lose his shit for you. He planned the whole SDR show around that bit.
Yeah, it's not his bit. Gay Blind Mike has nothing to do with the SDR show.
This is a problem you have with Ralph, not me. I don't give a shit, dude.
Where is Ralph right now? Running and taking pictures of his time on fucking Instagram? Fuck Ralph.
No, he's still got his neck hooked up to a car battery. He has to charge till 4, then he gets here.
But we can't wait around for you guys to do this bit. This is the opportunity to get Gay Blind Mike laid. Like, if it's going to happen,
and
it's going to be a drunk Skankfest chick who's going to become the legend of Skankfest.
Can I say, I would like, if Gay Boy Mike did not get laid and Wheelchair Willie did get laid.
Yeah, but that's a waste.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking reading the paper while he's rock hard.
Yeah, dude. It'll hurt. It's like taking somebody to a nice meal while they have COVID. Be like, I can't taste anything. Fuck it.
Yeah, it'll hurt
thank you.
More.
COVID jokes. So this guy also right here in the front row with the big ear things that are hanging out of his head.
Gross.
Made him himself. He met me. Here, give him a microphone for a second. Gay Blind Mike, give him a microphone. Gay Blind Mike trying to get laid, folks. Come on. There he is. There he is. Gay Blind Mike holding the microphone right now. So we met this guy on Fremont Street, and you know what he does, Jay?
What?
He does fucking...
freak show shit?
Body branding.
No, body branding. Body so he wants branding. He was asking if he could brand people at the festival with the Legion of Skanks logo.
She's getting it. We got one volunteer, I guess.
She's down right here. Dude, can we have her do it on this show right now? Is that against the law? Did you bring your branding shit, dude?
I gotta get it from my hotel. So.
You have to get it from your hotel. Damn.
Are you good at it?
I could do.
He's like, no, I suck.
The best one in the world. He's terrible.
I could brand the Skanks logo in under a minute. It just depends on how much the client needs.
Are you allowed to brand black people, or is that like...
Better. More melanin, the longer...
He said it's better to brand black people, not because of their skin tone. It just feels better for him.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, he had a scientific reason that followed, but man, does it not sound good. When you go, are you allowed to brand black people? And he goes, much better. Yes.
Well, the black fraternities do that a lot.
Yep.
That's like their thing. So yeah, it does look awesome.
Yeah. Well,
big omega.
But what'd you say?
A big omega on their arm.
Oh, I thought you said something different.
No, you hear something different, dude.
Dude, I hear that.
You have a racism filter on your ears.
It's omega. I know what you heard.
So you say it's way faster than a tattoo and less painful than a tattoo.
It's not like a strike brand, like you would heat up like a piece of steel.
Speaking of the microphone, I don't trust that you could brand my skin if you can't speak into a microphone, sir.
How's this?
Better.
All right. So you just draw it on like a tattoo. You just lay the trace on the skin and you just draw it out, and it takes like maybe a couple minutes to do the Skanks logo. Most of my shits never take me more than an hour, hour and a half to do.
Wait, it's like a burning thing?
It's an electrode tip that burns 3,000 plus degrees Fahrenheit. So it
fuck that.
It sounds awful, dude.
Yeah, no way, dude.
It sounds like you would touch it to me and I would jump up and down and scream for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna make such weird noises.
But tattoos kind of hurt, right? If it was just a minute...
Right, a dude. Minute.
You do one. I'll do one on Sunday.
You'll do a Skanks branding Sunday. With me. I need a scarring too, right?
Should loser get a gun in the ass and a brand? No, I'll do it if you do it.
No, dude.
No way. That's crazy.
Do it. The amount of times that I've touched my arm to my dab rig, and I know how much it hurts. It sucks all of the dick in the world, dude.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Can you, will you do the tips of Jimmy Martinez's fingers?
Yeah, for sure.
What was it?
Tips of Jimmy Martinez's fingers. Oh. What's going on today?
I couldn't.
You got a lot of feedback during that joke. That might have been part of it.
Yeah, from the audience. It wasn't funny. Thanks, folks.
They wrote it down on note cards.
Will you do it?
Fuck. It feels like it's going to hurt so bad, dude.
I guarantee it's going to hurt a lot less than you think. If you lit a cigarette and touch that to your skin. Or touch hot stuff.
That's bad.
You just gave an example of something that would hurt a lot.
Yeah. Worse.
No. It's not crazy or anything. It's like sticking a needle through your dick hole. But like spicier.
It hurts a lot worse than what I do because it's so concentrated and so hot that you barely feel it while it's in your skin.
Okay, but I'm just saying you still came up with an example that just was like, Jesus Christ, I would never want to do that.
Right. That's why it doesn't feel like that. It's less painful.
Okay.
Dude, don't talk to our future president like that, you piece of shit. Do you hear his attitude?
No, he was making a fair point.
Dude, fuck. Dude,
I don't know. Can we talk about why that one chick was so excited at the prospect of doing this?
She went right in.
They went, who wants to do it? And she was like, people had to hold her back from getting it right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's a thing that people pay to get done. We're acting like it's a punishment.
I normally charge $200 an hour. I'll do it for like 20 or 50 bucks a pop.
Oh, you're going to charge us for this, you piece of shit.
You just got a golden ticket?
We're giving you exposure right now to the world and your branding business.
All right, free. How's that?
It's going to hurt so much.
Where would you get it branded, dude?
Shit.
Calf.
Calf.
Calf or ass?
Jay, not till after your special, please.
Oh, no, for sure.
No, he's calling you calling you a baby cow.
Oh.
Because where would you get it branded, calf? Ooh.
I thought it was a small cow.
I think all of these jokes have been awesome, and the audience is sucking dick right now, dude.
Nah, dude.
We're crushing in the mintcomedy.com live stream chat.
Yeah, dude.
I would do it on my calf. My calves are jacked.
Your calves? Well, I almost feel like you have the legs of a thin, strong man.
Of course, because it's been carrying around all this fat for so long, dude. My lower body's like fucking Atlas.
So you get it done in your leg, or you wouldn't, you're saying?
I would.
You would? Fuck, dude.
Wow.
Are you showing me something?
I've branded the palm of a hand on the palm of a hand before.
You know what? That picture makes me say now I'm absolutely out.
It's all burnt. Have you ever done the...
That's crazy looking.
Have you ever done the thing in fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Let me see this. Give me your phone for a second. Dude, what do you think I'm going to do with your phone? What are you hiding, you piece of shit?
He's got to erase 12 dick pics and child pornography.
Can you do children or babies?
Like, that took me like 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
What is it?
The logo on a calf with some skin removal.
Oh, dude, fuck that. It looks so painful.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I'm literally going to say right now, Jay, no.
And I want, oh, all right. I want him to remove
from the festival.
Damn, Lewis, pussy.
How about this? We'll put him in the tattoo shop. If 100 people at the festival get branded with the Skanks logo, I'll also do it.
I think that's fair.
That's fair. 100 people.
Ooh.
Why are you booing me? You're going to make money, you fucking dickhead.
They just like booing you, dude. It's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Think of booze as cheers. That's you.
But you know what, dude? I'm feeling a lot better about my career right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I never thought of it that way. That's fucking great.
It's all perspective, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, well, thank you, dude. I appreciate it. What's your name, dude?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Where can they find your weird branding
out
shit?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Just scream. They just scream your name into the air?
I'm just freelance.
You show up. Like, Jeremy!
I'm not out of any shops. I'm freelance.
Jeremy's branding. Yes,
yes, today.
But, dude, Lewis just gave you an opportunity to promote your shit, and you just said San Francisco. Like, do you have a website or a social media? Nothing? They just have to go to San Francisco and hope to bump into you?
See a guy torching a hot iron on a corner? You found him.
Jeremy.
Or he at least knows where he's at.
Jeremy Milanazzo on Facebook.
Milanazzo? I was hoping it was a complicated one that we'll never remember.
I have a feeling your target market is not a Facebook user.
People who do branding and scarification, predominantly we don't advertise our stuff.
Yeah, predominantly you guys live under bridges.
You can't afford websites.
Oh, I understand. So people, you got to keep it like...
People in the know who want that hardcore work come to find us and shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
But how would they find you?
Facebook.
It's impossible.
Facebook. Could you hang Lewis from hooks?
I do that as well.
Nice.
Of course.
Right. He's like,
you want to release all that tension, dude?
Can you hang a black person from a hook? He's like, oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, that's even better.
Hey, who's that girl? Who's that lady? Who's that woman who wanted the branding? What do you want?
Oh, it's her.
What would you get?
Whatever.
Damn.
No, she comes out all the time.
She made her way real close to the fucking guy, too. She was back there. She's serious.
I've branded myself before.
You branded yourself?
Yes.
What did you brand yourself?
I didn't cut with a blade, but I like lit a ring on fire and branded myself.
You fucking bitch.
Well played, lady.
That's how unfunny women are.
Was that the microphone turned on her?
That God said, you know, we need to put an end to this.
Yo, I think she was starting to tell a sad depression story or something. I used to do it when I was a bad girl.
Hey, miss, can you take the microphone and put it directly up to the speaker?
Yeah.
When I listened to rock and roll, my papa would do it to me.
It's okay. No, it's just you were in front of the speaker. That's why that happened.
Okay.
And you have metal teeth.
I do have
aliens are trying to communicate through your brain plate.
I would also be willing to suck Gay Blind Mike's dick while I get branded.
Wow, what a step up.
I shit you not.
Damn.
If she sucks Gay Blind's Mike dick while she's being branded, no. I will give her a golden ticket right now. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I want him to cut
Gay Blind Mike. She looks like Pamela Anderson, dude.
I'll
describe her to you.
Hey, Gay Blind Mike, she seems really stable.
She's a mother, but, you know, she's kicking loose this weekend.
Yeah, dude. Gay Blind Mike, what do you think of this proposition, dude? She'll suck your dick. That's not getting laid, but listen to me. She's also getting branded. She might bite your dick off your body.
No.
It's true.
I have to say, brand me. Brand me as well. I'll brand myself.
You'll be branded as well while you get your dick sucked.
You'd rather get branded than get your dick sucked by this chick?
Why not?
You're going to get branded, but you're blind. You're going to feel it 10 times stronger.
Your sense of feel.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to get branded. I am a brand, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that fake confidence.
I love it.
Do you want to get your dick sucked while this girl gets branded?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Here's the thing,
Jeremy.
Sir, you know what? Hey, gay blind Mike, you just graduated to being blind Mike.
I'll pay for that brand.
I also, are we doing the carnivore thing? Like,
the carnivore eating, thing?
Cooking part.
Can you, all right, relax. Stop
taking this to a whole nother level of crazy.
Yeah, she wants to eat human meat at the same time.
No, Zach wants to eat.
Zach was going to eat a part of you. You were going to give a piece of your body for Zach to eat.
This lady has a backstory.
Yeah. What fucking dark web part of the festival is this shit?
No, I don't think we can have Zach eat you on this festival, but that's very nice of you to offer.
Is it? Is it nice of her to offer? Because it's an interesting choice of words you use there, Lewis. It's nice to offer to let someone eat a piece of you?
I think so. I mean, it's very...
If Army Hammer met you, he wouldn't be hitting a resort in Mexico right now.
Dude. Can I ask you something? Because you come to a lot of... You've been to Skankfest before. I've met you multiple times. You come out on the road.
Bobby, we're out of mic. Dave doesn't have a mic.
Dave's mic is dead. Here, take her mic away. Thanks, Bobby.
We're 6 years in the Skank Fest, cannibalism free. Why is this year different?
But here's the thing.
Hello.
If you suck Gay Blind's mic, or Gay Blind Mike's dick, no. don't later on like throw it in our face and say that we forced you to do it amongst a cheering crowd of people.
I was going to find him on my own.
You were going to fuck him on your own.
Yeah, I was going to find him.
Yeah.
Dude, this lady's great.
Well, me, Dave, and Lewis are going to hold our hands all together on the back of your head while you do it, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Can we do this? Can we do, like, a...
Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, and then have her, like, maybe sit on the wheelchair and blow him through the fucking tower.
Can I say, I don't want to watch Gay Blind Mike fuck this chick, but I almost feel like in order to give her a golden ticket, I need visual confirmation.
She said blowjob.
I'll do it right now.
You'll fuck him right now on this stage.
He doesn't have his equipment. He doesn't have his equipment.
Bobby's moving a chair over.
This would be the best first episode of Skanks.
I don't...
Suck his dick!
I don't think that's legal.
I don't think it's legal.
I don't think
in
it's
Vegas,
legal.
In Nevada. Skankfest Reno next year.
I don't know why Amy Schumer won't come to this.
It doesn't make sense.
Let's do it.
What, is it legal for her to suck his dick right now on our show?
Yes.
You guys are not giving honest legal advice.
None of you know. You're all just saying yes. No one's from... clap your hands if you're from Las
Vegas.
There
might be a lawyer here.
On stage, anything's allowed.
Is he okay with it? Like...
You're even allowed to smoke cigarettes on
stage. Hey, Mike, are you willing to get your dick sucked on stage in front of the crowd?
He just said double thumbs up. Man, this guy's cool. This guy's fucking great.
Crazy.
I didn't think he was this cool.
Oh, dude, Gay Boy Mike rips.
Dude, Gay Boy Mike. Let's go.
No one knows what to do. The skanks are puzzled.
We've been pushed to our limit.
Can somebody give me a legal answer on this on my team?
Yeah, are we on?
This nerdy guy. Come here, nerdy guy. Look through a spawn for nude.
It's just a recipe for taquitos.
Every person who knowingly causes to be performed or...
Wait, hold on. Alex has some information.
Oh, so we can even get in trouble for causing the scene to be performed?
This is
trouble.
We need to get back to our core values and not give a fuck about trouble. Trouble is my middle name. Jay, Lewis.
I say Jay stands for trouble.
Yes.
I say one, they're not going to arrest all of us. Two,
no,
Jay,
just us, Ari, just us.
Jay, exit the stage. You can do this after your special. You can't be here as your semi-producer. You gotta not be part of an arrest possibility.
All right, okay, dude. All right, look. Look.
You're taking charge.
You're all perverts. We can't. My microphone keeps going out, by the way.
Hey,
on purpose.
For the record, we all say not to do it.
Yeah, we can't just stop her from sucking. She said, by the way, she really wants to suck his dick right
really?
Now. Dude, if she went under the table and we could only witness it.
No.
Okay.
What if she, no, all right, hold on. Gay Blind Mike is here. She's under the table here.
That's
they
awesome.
Can't see anything except for this moving up and down.
I'll move over.
And then if anybody asks, no, we were kidding.
It's the perfect crime.
It's pretty, I'll tell you what, Lewis.
I want to see that. I want to hear
Gay Mike, first of all, come sit over here for a second.
That was a good solution.
He hugged me.
So, last night we went on Real Ass Podcast, right? Smell my fingers. It didn't happen.
Your hands just smell like pussy naturally? He is actually a pussy. Oh, dude, she's having a hard time getting up on this stage.
This is not a sexy start.
This is wild. Here, move back a little bit, Gay Blind Mike.
She's a skank fest year one chick.
Yeah, dude, this...
I want to hear that. I want to hear the wording of that law again.
Move,
dude, it's hilarious.
Move the cameras away. Let's not fucking...
Oh, this is on Mint Comedy, dude.
whatever, dude.
I saw.
Holy shit. Did you say you're soft?
I'm soft.
What a way to start Skankfest.
He's got a suture.
Dude, he pulled his pants down like a child peeing.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
He's got that underbite.
Shut the fuck up.
Gay Blind Mike.
Gay Blind Mike.
Gay Blind Mike. Gay Blind Mike, how does it feel?
I'm still soft. I have to pee. I kind of have to pee.
As someone who has been blown on stage before, it is difficult to get an erection in front of a crowd of five.
I'm still soft. I have to pee.
No, that's the feeling, Mike.
Mike, you really got to go to a happy place. Ignore this crowd.
Gay Blind Mike's got a little proper on her
first ever.
Miss, how is his dick?
It's off.
I'm not gay, I swear, dude.
All right, you'll finish it later. Jesus Christ.
Is it the first time you've gotten a blowjob in your life?
Yeah.
It's your first time.
This is your first blowjob ever, dude.
I mean, hold on. Let him concentrate for a second. Guys, look. Everyone, shh. Stop looking. Everyone look down at your phones or something. Just stop looking.
Just let check him, out. Just, on one, two, three. Everyone check out.
We're just, well, hey. Hey, everyone. Is it getting harder, Mike? It's not getting any harder?
Feels good.
It does feel good, right?
Oh,
dude, you're just mocking the guy in the wheelchair right now? Oh, you piece of shit. You scumbag, dude. This poor guy, dude. He served his country well.
He knows. He knows what's up. I mean...
This is insane, look, dude.
The sable's strong, dude. The sable's strong.
Dude, I need... is anything happening down there?
It feels good, but I'm soft.
Dude, her head just bouncing up underneath the thing like she's taking an old picture.
She's getting dejected. Miss, do you want that golden ticket? This is illegal.
Lewis, cover her head back up, please. Thank you.
All right, well,
hey, you need some Gatorade or anything? All right, good. I'll check in later.
Dave, I'm like, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you take her back to your hotel room right now and just go lose your virginity?
Okay.
You want to do it right now? All right. Hey. You can stop.
What do you got, cum in your ears?
You can stop or keep going.
She could not have pulled my pants up faster, by the way.
No, it's great. Miss, how was his dick? Was it at least okay? She has cotton mouth.
This is like that video.
She's crying.
It was soft. How does it feel? Is it offensive to have a soft dick in your mouth? I would be very upset if I was sucking a dick and it just didn't get hard.
Then Lewis, give it a try, dude. Lewis, give it a try. Lewis, give it a try.
Can you describe his dick at least? Was it big? Was his dick big?
I don't know. It was soft. I don't know.
It looked pretty long, soft.
He had a pretty long, soft dick.
Yeah, long, soft.
Y'all just want to see it? Like, I don't give a shit.
Long.
No.
I say, change his name from Gay Blind Mike to Long Soft Mike.
We're not getting this whole festival.
Gay Blind Mike, I say right now, you take her to your hotel room right now, you come back in 20 minutes a fucking man. That's what I say.
All
right. Wow. I mean, I thought it would be through the weekend, maybe, but...
Use a condom.
Yeah.
Don't.
Does anybody have a condom?
No.
A small condom.
Nobody here uses condoms.
By the way, guys, somewhere, I completely forgot, somewhere in the back, fucking Ralph has already punched his fist through his hat. He's furious.
You're not wrong.
His entire bit fell apart.
Oh, my God.
This is great. This is better. He got blown on stage, live on mintcomedy.com. Pretty sure they just shut their servers down, but that's okay.
More than... where's that sky camera? Oh, there it is.
Oh, no. Oh, damn you, sky camera. You had the angle the whole time.
Sky camera's trying to go up and over.
Did you get a zoom in tight enough to see his long, thin dick?
It's the reason the jib was invented.
Blind dick.
All right, well, listen. Go have fun, Gay Blind Mike and his new girlfriend.
Shut up.
Zip up.
So proud of that boy.
Wow.
Dude, oh, man, I can't believe we pretended to do that.
Yeah, dude.
Theater of the mind, everyone.
Jen, you're sitting on where his bare ass just was.
Yeah, that's warm.
Can I just say, I've been a part of this show for probably around 10 years now. And this show never ceases to amaze me.
He's going. He's gone, folks.
This is the opposite of the movie Carrie.
Hey, doggies, it's me, Louis J. Gomez, live from Skankfest. I did so much fucking kratom, I Freaky Friday'd with Zach. So he's out fucking all my girlfriends, and I'm here beating my little dick. But I don't mind, because kratom's awesome. Yo, kratom.com, Skankfest is wild. Ah!
I'm going to introduce our guest. I'm very excited she's here because I missed out when she was in New York doing our show. So make some noise a bit right now for the hilarious Whitney Cummings, everybody.
Female comedian that doesn't tweet about politics.
And also, they've whacked off to your Instagram for sure.
Thank you so much.
Clap your hands if you whacked it to Whitney peeing in her backyard.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, dude, there's a video of her peeing.
The fact that you know that means you definitely have.
I didn't come to it, but I like that, you know, we jerked off and I found something better later.
Lewis, I'm going to need other Whitney pictures to finish this job.
By the way, Lewis, congratulations on all your TV appearances this year. Big fan of your work on the January 6th news coverage.
They're actually fans of January 6th. You haven't,
I know.
You're not going to get them.
By the way, I just got so nervous coming on stage, and I wanted to like abort this whole thing, but I know you're pro-life, so here I am.
That's this crowd's Martin Luther King Day.
Whoa. what is that?
What is that? Are we being too awesome?
Sorry. A woman gets on and it's all of a sudden so fucking shrill. Sorry.
Yeah, that was just Whitney's voice.
I think my IUD is like conflicting with this mic. Sorry, guys.
Are you an IUD gal?
I'm an IUD gal, yes.
Why? You're like 70.
How dare you?
What a backstabber. Oh, that, sorry, that was your dad's. Never mind.
Holy shit!
Sorry.
I know I'm not the only one who's shocked at how much Whitney fits in with us.
Oh, no.
I remember thinking that like 5 minutes into you being on the episode in New York, where I was like, I went in there and I was like, Whitney might hate us.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes in, we were like,
fourth mic.
She might join us.
What makes you think that I'm like not a scumbag?
Okay, you.
Can I tell you why? Can I give you a real reason why?
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to know.
Now that you're not a scumbag, and it's not even me, I knew you before you popped a little bit. We had met each other in
Louis. You knew her as a virgin?
No, but I think.
Before Louis raped me and broke my hymen?
No, I think.
Yeah, she was pretty lame back then.
I'm trying to think of who was like this for me. Is somebody where you just like you heard about them around like not open mics, but just like lower level stuff, and then pops.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck this person.
How can you not think I only work with sexual predators? Like, I don't know what you're.
But if I didn't know you first, I'd have probably been right there with like the she blew a guy who knows a guy who blew a guy.
With these teeth, do you think blowjobs have gotten me fucking anywhere in Hollywood?
I like how even in Jay's scenario, the dude who Whitney blew had to blow another guy. Like, that guy wasn't even
yeah,
that high.
Yeah, gay Hollywood. You heard it here first.
I mean, I've seen
you're the
Lewis
people who hurt Corey Feldman.
I've seen Lewis suck a dick. I can't do it like that.
So Whitney also, I said, hey, come on Legion of Skanks tonight. She's like, no, I don't want to come on. She was like, your fans don't want to
did
see me on the show.
Did you call me 70? You sound like fucking Phyllis Diller's horse.
Yeah, dude. I was going to stop you and just say, I know that was all English, but no one got any of it. I honestly don't know what you said at all.
Let me tell you about the time Whitney's having a do, bop, bop.
Can you just cough off fucking Joe Rogan's cum so we can hear you talk?
You sound like you're giving Bo Diddley talk-ups before a song. This one, I was in a pool hall down in the Scalabama on my gym jam, and then he came up, a fine-ass woman says to me, this big old floppy titty. I live at her place for about 6 months, and I go, I got the fat girl Mississippi Blues. I need a warm place to lay my head.
Can I take a little temperature? What drugs is everybody on? Just so I know what's happening.
So Jay is on mushrooms. I'm strongly considering taking ketamine with Chris from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Dave is on nothing because he's a Christian conservative.
I am on a stout IPA.
A white man's
sorry,
drink.
That's not good enough for you. Well, who do you think's going to lead this insurrection, all right? Someone's got to have their wits about them.
We're all just going
to
be sick.
Thank you. My loyal army, don't you try to turn against me.
Dave.
We're going to plan an insurrection at that Denny's and then never leave that Denny's. I could live here,
dude. Grand slams for everyone.
Yeah.
Whitney, are you going to do any drugs here?
I've been offered drugs truly the entire time I've been here.
Yeah.
I don't know if people want to party with me or murder me. I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but I miss the days when comics would just fucking slip drugs into your drink and you'd find out the next day.
Oh, no, that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's
tonight.
Here.
Yeah.
The guy who does that is here, Ari Shaffir, keeping
oh,
that dream alive. I've never taken acid in my life,
really?
But I've been given it. It turns out,
a lot of people are on acid now.
Yeah, there was like a 70s show circle in the back of people splitting acid. It was weird looking.
Yeah, dude, people are taking literally every drug here, which is the beautiful thing about Skankfest. Nobody has died yet. How crazy is that? No.
She went to
step your
lady,
fucking game up, losers.
Fucking idiots.
This lady here went in an ambulance the first night, hit the deck.
You left in an ambulance? What did you take? It wasn't drugs. What
You're
was
just
it?
Claustrophobic?
She's like, I have AIDS.
Yeah, she had two white claws and didn't drink water and she passed out.
I love her. She's like, Courtney never been loved.
Hell yeah. See, you left. Every time somebody passes out, I'm like, shit, they're going to sue us. And they never do. You
she
guys
came back. She came right back.
What would they sue you for, your fucking hat? What would they take from you?
You're absolutely right.
What are they going to take?
This big screen's a rental. The whole thing's a sham.
Dude, how great are moving signs this
Dude,
year?
Dude, can someone get him a fucking Ebola?
It hurts.
Jesus.
Couldn't give it up for the crews. They're the ones doing all the work. We're just living it, baby.
The shows have been good, but how about the lighting?
Why do you sound like Bob Saget in the last 10 minutes of his life?
Too far. Too far. Boo! You bitch. You bitch.
Too far. Too far.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
It was funny. And do you actually believe that Bob Saget is dead, you fucking sheeple? Do you? Did you fall for another one? COVID's real, and Bob Saget's dead.
Add some more underwear, idiots.
Sorry, Whitney. Our audience are a bit of Danny Tanner heads. They call them in the convention circuit.
Bob, do you guys have any good Bob Saget stories?
Whitney, you're not on the fucking Oscars right now. Hold your microphone to your mouth. She was like,
oh, listen.
Sorry, I'm not as good at sucking dick as you are. I'm not as good at holding phallic things to my mouth.
That sounds like a challenge. 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 Challenge.
No.
Just for the record, Lewis has won a dick sucking contest on a podcast before.
I have.
I've heard.
Yeah.
What's your secret? Because I heard you're supposed to...
Jimmy, you've heard?
I heard in order to get a guy off, you're just supposed to not have my personality.
Yes.
Do you think you're not good at blowjobs?
I think I'm great at them. I'm terrible at them.
Guys, settle down.
What do you think I got this career because I'm talented?
Yeah, that was wild.
Let me ask you, is there anybody?
I thought it was weird that Whitney said, I think I'm great at them, and then looked to the crowd like she's blown most of the people in this crowd. Yeah. She goes, but let's hear from them. Huh?
Can I say really quick, after doing the podcast, I will say a sincere note. Of course, I'm stuttering because being sincere is my fucking nightmare. You have the most incredible fans. They are so kind. Y'all are so nice. Dick pics I got were well lit.
Oh, nice.
No crooked dicks. No Brett Favre-ass weird like mushroom dicks. Everyone was like very respectful with the dick pics.
Well,
I
we
got.
Have a very small dicked audience. We found this out. And by the way, the winner of the golden ticket little dick contest, I met him earlier on today. Is he here right now? Dude, come up here, dude.
Are you and Whitney going to do the dick sucking contest on him?
Is this really happening? Is this
No, we're not. I mean, Whitney just asked us if we're going to really have a dick sucking contest.
Hey guys, Louis Anderson's back from the dead. Oh, no.
Why would you guys make him get on that hilarious way? There were stairs right over there, dude.
Come here, dude.
Why did you guys wash him up on the stage?
Dude, you won the golden ticket. How has your experience been so far?
It has been fucking amazing, dude.
Is it worth having the smallest dick any of us has ever seen in our lives?
I'd say probably so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen. I know what you guys are thinking. He was probably lying, but did you know that every time he lies, his dick grows another quarter inch?
So no one's more honest than this guy.
I also weigh 125 pounds.
All right, hit me in the elbow.
No, I'm sorry.
Can I feel it?
No!
Dude, it's...
Did you get it?
I'm fingering his dick.
Are you pushing the head into the side meat?
Feel it, dude.
Did he get a boner at all?
Get some of this.
Did he?
Where's the area? Where is it? Am I near it? Is it? Okay, hang on. I think. Where's
your finger?
Here?
Then,
is this it?
You gotta poke in.
Am I on it?
Whitney, feeling. Whitney.
You're like if Tommy ate the Bahamas.
You gotta give it a poke, Whitney. It's crazy.
Okay. It's crazy.
You think you did, just Dix, did it not hard after it. That?
Can I tell you something?
Huh?
You're not, you... I'll challenge. It's impossible for you to touch his dick. That's right. You gotta do a little digging.
Wait. That's all gone right there. Wait.
This guy got a hand job from Whitney Cummins.
Did he though? Or did she just pat his thighs for a little bit?
Hold on.
Yeah, that's all ball right there.
So, what is happening?
If you were playing Operation and had to pull his dick out, you'd be buzzing all over the place.
I think I'm on the taint. What is this? Is this cancer? I think you have cancer. I feel a lump.
Is this what cancer is?
What is this? Are you transitioning or no? This is nothing.
Dude, your dick
Whitney's been searching this whole time.
His dick is so small that Whitney's willing to jerk him off on the show.
I don't know. I am a little insulted it's not growing at all.
No, Whitney. It is.
Whitney.
This.
Well, he won a golden
ticket. Are you a Make-A-Wish kid? Are we going to make your wish come true?
Sort of. We sort of did,
well,
yeah.
He won a contest, so he got a golden ticket, which lets him cut all the lines.
Can we find
He's VIP here.
Caitlyn Jenner's dick and put it on?
We shouldn't be allowed to. It's just sitting there doing nothing anyway.
By the way, I don't think it's right to call it Caitlyn Jenner's dick. I think that's Bruce's.
That's true.
That's right. You know, you're being reverse transist.
It is sweaty. I have been sweaty.
That is like Chick-fil-A minus. Chick-fil-A minus.
It's bad, dude.
Show us your face, Brother Cletus.
So what happens now? What happens
That's
now?
A great reference.
He gets to get in first in line for things tomorrow. After suffering that humiliation.
We don't have much we can offer him, Whitney.
I mean,
that's it.
Okay, I'm just saying that's what I had to do when I started in comedy, too. But I
Did it move at all? I mean, Whitney was really...
Just having male podcasters
nerves, right?
Finger you.
Yeah, I feel like nerves hit him.
Oh, do you want to get on TV? Come here, Whitney.
I totally feel for Gabe Line Mike. I understand what it's like.
Yeah, he's not getting hard because he's nervous. This is an insane moment for him. That Whitney Cummings is slapping his gunt around.
It's, by the way, I'm glad you're enjoying this because this hit, like, took away my last fucking cell of self-esteem that you didn't even fucking get hard when I did that.
Don't blame yourself. Oh, wow, this is working. Dude, you're, like, negging her right now. You know, Whitney, you probably couldn't do anything to get this guy hard.
I can get any man hard. I am a childless woman at 40 who wears Doc Martens, okay? And occasionally dyes my hair.
So
men
you say,
that.
But this guy's all fucking Noodle Lifkowitz over here.
I think this guy might fuck Whitney tonight.
I mean, I wish I could notice.
Get this guy hard. I can definitely get this guy hard.
Just give me
20 minutes.
Oh, if there was I'll a night you were going to try anal, tonight's the night. You're not even going to know. You're going to be like, I think I won't like it.
I think my asshole is bigger than my pussy at this point.
It's what? Looser?
I think that's hot. I think that was a hot statement, right?
Yeah. You reach an age where people have to earn your pussy. Like, I'll give you the dirt road, you piece of shit, but you got to earn Whitney Cummings' pussy.
No, now I do have sex in the pussy now that I probably can't get pregnant anymore.
That was just sad.
No, honey. Best case scenario.
I love that. Oh, you can't get
You
gotta
prove to people now. He goes, if I wanted to get pregnant, I totally could.
Yeah, I could. I'm a fucking surrogate.
There's a pregnant woman here now. You see her?
I don't want to guess which one because then it's rude if you're wrong. Oh, yeah, it's right over there. I'm not pregnant.
No, it's a hot pregnant chick. I think she's like Puerto Rican or black. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. She was wearing an outfit that was really showing off that pregnant thing.
You know what we should do? Sorry, I feel bad about that.
Oh, no problem.
Do you want to do that to me?
Holy shit.
I feel bad. Okay.
Can I tell you?
But you should sit, though.
What is happening?
I'll tell you what's crazy about this. Whitney, you're just setting yourself up. You're really going to be upset if this doesn't make him hard. She's trying anything now? All right, you know what? You want to, like, lick me down there a little bit?
If this doesn't fucking work, I'm going to blow my brains out.
Get hard, you jerk off.
Okay, can you wait till I give you the green light? Can you hold it there and I'll maybe walk into it?
Damn, all Uncle Grabby, right?
By the way, it's a little lower than that. I'm not that, okay, I don't have...
Dude, he's fucking sweating.
Are you really...
Dude,
oh, that's close.
Dude, what an awesome day this guy's having.
Wait. Okay. What's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening, Whitney. He's never felt that kind of size before.
Okay, all right. Do you want to use the other hand? I feel like you're struggling. Not the one with the forest tattooed on it. Never mind. Are you right-handed or left-handed? Right, okay, let's go right.
By the way, alt right. By the way, he did this. He goes, right.
Dude, look, watch his body language. He is so ready for this.
What's in here? Uh-oh.
He's going to jerk off so hard to this
Literally
tonight.
All just like fentanyl testing strips. Okay.
I'm going to jerk off to this.
Okay, let's go. What's your name?
Dwayne,
of course I should have guessed that. Dwayne. Oh, thank you.
You're giving her a joint.
Wait, he's trying to like seduce her now?
That's a good idea.
Hear me, lady.
I'll treat you like the princess you are. Let me take you away from all that glitz and Hollywood bullshit.
Is this indica or sativa?
He's going to try to Harry Connick you from that fucking movie. Move back here where you belong.
He's flinting me with a like cigar. Some tiny. Okay, go. Let's go.
Yeah, dude,
wait, what's the goal? You're going to see if I have a big pussy or a small pussy. We're going for penises here?
Yeah,
no,
dude.
No, unfortunately. Go.
This guy's got a fistful of chodes for
Ready,
you.
Ready, go.
Very nice.
Very nice.
That's a nice one, I tell you what there.
Whitney.
Yeah. I bit a little.
What did you, was it normal? Every woman just wants to know their pussy's normal.
Yeah, I'd say that's normal.
You didn't say that with a lot of confidence.
I'd say it's normal.
I just know me and Jay are both thinking, can we try?
Here, I'm going to come sit on your lap.
I was thinking, okay.
I don't have to worry about crushing his dick, so.
How fucking cool is Whitney Cummings?
Oh, come on.
Do you guys, now after seeing that, aren't you like, Kim Congdon was being a baby?
Yeah. Whitney, just so you know.
Just fucking take it and dive.
Thanks. Whitney, just so you know, when your taxes come around, this is like way better than like $50,000 to St. Jude's Hospital. This is worth like so much more.
You mean
that.
The organization that Lewis models for?
Yeah.
I'm only 7 years old.
Hey, it's not cancer. They're precancerous cells.
My uncle shaved his head in solidarity. They say I'm going to bounce back real good. They do.
Nice. How are you feeling right now, Dwayne? Here, give him right here.
Whitney, real talk.
Oh, God.
Just from the sexual touch that it was, the nature of what was happening... Did you get wet at all? Do you think you'd say you were damper than you were a minute ago?
I'd have to check. But
No, you can't check, Dwayne.
I can't tell if I'm wet from just getting attention or having had my pussy touched.
It's really hot in here. It's a little swampy anyway, but I don't think I'm aroused, if that's your question.
She doesn't think. She doesn't think she's aroused. That's how much medication she's on.
You know what? Everyone thinks I'm on medication. Like, I'm on a little bit of Prozac during the...
That's medication. You don't have to say anything else.
So everyone's right? What was the...
That's the one.
No, you're...
You go, everyone's like, you're super medicated. He goes, I only am on lithium. I'm like, on the one that, you know, for lunatics.
No, I think it's just like, it's insulting because of people like, she must be... I've never done cocaine. I know, but don't you think with my personality it wouldn't go well?
No, you'd fucking... Yeah, that would be chatty. You'd grind your teeth down with talking.
You know what I mean? A lot of men would appreciate that, yeah, probably. Right. I've never done... meth or ecstasy. I would love to. I just have never...
Ecstasy rules.
Well, people with ecstasy, I want to do ecstasy, but the way y'all sell... Someone sell me on it, because the way that I hear about it, people are like, okay, so it's a great... For a week, you, like, want to kill yourself?
Afterwards,
afterwards,
yeah.
But it's the best 25.
That is bullshit. It's like 3 days.
Whitney, fuck all that shit. If we're going to do something... Do some ketamine with me and Chris from Brooklyn. That's the way to go.
I don't think that worked out well for Cosby's girlfriend.
What does ketamine do?
All right, so you get really fucked up for like 20 minutes, and then there's no come down at all. It rules.
What happens after that 20 minutes?
You feel better than you felt before.
Wait, how bad are you for those 20 minutes? Are you like a problem?
No, dude, you just lay into yourself.
So
and you
what
sink into the walls.
No, I'm all right.
Shut up, bitch.
Everybody, Jake, can I have a picture? And I'm like, No.
I think some people
Well, you probably don't need to take it since you're on mushrooms right now.
So what, dude? That's called candy flapping or whatever.
During your special?
No.
Oh, you take it after.
Yeah.
Does it make you sharper, though? A lot of people I know take it...
Oh, I smoked weed a bunch before the special, yeah.
Oh, sick.
But no, not mushrooms. I wouldn't just try. No, yeah. let's give it a whirl.
How long ago did you take mushrooms?
Like an hour.
And how much mushrooms did you take?
I don't know.
Let's go. Good question,
a pill
elephant.
From one guy, a chocolate from another.
I really trust our fans, too. Like, I wouldn't even test the shit you give us. That's how much I love
you. I swear to you, I ask every one of them. They could give me a flower weed, and I go, is this fentanyl?
Lewis, what are you going to do about your voice? A couple of people were like, is that Nikki Glaser? Like, what are you going to do?
Oh, this guy's got some fisherman's friends.
What's that?
Scoobly-doo.
Oh, those... All right,
I'll get over it. I'm going to Belize on Wednesday, so fuck
that.
Yeah,
that'll fix it.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go just heal in Belize.
Oh.
Who are you going to Belize with?
A lady friend.
Ooh.
Why did you make such intense eye contact with me after that? Like, jealous, bitch?
No, you've never been away with Lewis, Whitney. You don't have a podcast on Gas Digital.
Have you been to Jamaica, Whitney?
What? I can't. No one can hear you.
Have you been to Jamaica?
I have.
It's my favorite place.
But Lewis was never prepared for that response.
Oh.
He goes, have you been to Jamaica? And she's like, I have. And he goes, I'm out.
Most of the garbage Lewis attracts goes, what is that, an island or something? Yeah, baby, I'm going to take you on that giant metal bird.
He thinks there's still slavery.
You want to get on the metal bird and go out to
the flying machine?
He's like, you know where there's still spring break with high schoolers? I like to go there.
Myrtle Beach, whore of the shore.
Do you always do a vacation after this festival? Because it's so much work.
Lewis does a vacation 8 times a year, I think.
Is that true?
I love vacations. I love experiencing new things.
I've never been on one in my life. Never been on one.
When you tour, though, do you sometimes try to, if you're in a cool place, try to add a couple days?
No, I don't really add days, but I try to, like, see the thing while I'm there or whatever. But, I mean, yeah, I don't like, that's what I always feel like. It's like, let's go to, well, even me and Lewis, we went to Key West a couple months ago, and I was like, well, we should just, actually, I was on the,
we Lewis knew the I was going to
fail. All right, hold on, Lewis, before you tell this story.
It's a weird way to come out as gay, you guys.
Hey, Lewis,
look, we were just going to get away from it all. You know, it's funny, me and Dave used to answer it all the time. Dave used to come on the road with me a bunch years ago. And it was funny, I go, me and Dave are going up to Canada next weekend. And they go, shows? Like, yeah, what the fuck else? Yeah, me and Dave are just going to get away from all the hustle bustle of the city and get back in touch with each other again.
Go watch some hockey.
We just want to take a nice vacation in Windsor. See the local scene.
What made you choose Belize for this one?
I never been there before, so I just said, fuck it, let's do something new, you know?
Okay.
So you were going to say about the Key West thing we did.
Oh, yeah, so me and Jay booked a vacation at Key West. We're like, dude, let's take a vacation, an actual vacation, because me and Rebecca and Christine were going to go to discuss Skankfest stuff. We wanted to do, like, a little getaway, so Jay was going to come for the first time.
Louis, you sound like you're about to tell the crowd how much you regret smoking cigarettes your whole life.
I'm just confusing everyone.
Seriously, either.
Someone it's confusing because I look like Joan Rivers and he sounds like Joan Rivers.
You look like Joan Rivers now. She's dead, folks.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. So I fucked her. Oh. Did I just do impressions like this? You guys want to hear me do an impression? Again, call it out. I'll do an impression. What'd you say? Rodney Dangerfield? Hey, I get no respect.
Oh.
Oh.
This is always an O on the end.
Wait, now you're just talking about Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you whore.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
The J is for retarded. Tell your friends. The J is for retarded.
Hey, everybody. I'm back here at Skankfest, making sure everybody gets Kratom. Yep, you get some. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, you want some Kratom? Ah, yeah, have some Kratom. Hell yeah, get some Kratom.
Listen, today I'm really happy that we have Bobby and Tim here for this. We are doing, at the end of this episode, we are doing the gun in the butt ceremony.
Can you explain that to me?
So we played NBA 2K22, and Jay had to beat me.
Lewis, now that it's over, it's 2K22.
Well, dude, I just downloaded NBA 2K23. Got it. I like 2-2 better. I'm going to keep saying 2-2. So he ended up beating me in the game by 22 points. Which, can I say this? You're a fucking bitch. And you should know that if I would have practiced for those 6 months, I would have dominated you in that game. And, like, honestly, you're fucking gay. You should just take the gun in the butt.
Yeah, Jay, you are such a faggot. Now, Lewis, spread your butt cheeks.
So here's the thing. I wanted Tim to give me some advice about how to take things into my butt.
Bite well, down,
what are
right?
we? What are we putting in your
where,
butt?
Where do we
that
have
wheelchair? What goes in?
I hope it's a Desert Eagle.
It's not much better.
It's this girl's foot. Do you have the gun?
Is it a real fucking gun?
Yeah, dude.
Is it loaded?
Yeah. Put one bullet in and spin it, and then pull the
is
trigger while it's in your
Lewis,
asshole.
It's a loaded gun.
It's a loaded AR-15.
Let's just say it's ready to kill ducks.
It's actually the gun that they used to shoot from that hotel into that country music concert. We got that gun, dude. It's a Las Vegas legendary.
It's ceremonial.
Yeah, dude. So it's a Nintendo Duck Hunt gun. With
it's from like Duck Hunt.
We saw the little aiming reticle off too, so it doesn't hurt me on the inside.
No, you'll be fine.
Look at Tim. Tim's not even impressed.
Yeah, that's not even a big deal.
Yeah, go from the handle first.
Yeah.
You want to be a man, fucking put that handle right in your asshole.
How far are you going to put that thing in?
No, he can only put it to
the
You don't think he's going to put it past the square thing?
Yes, past that.
I wouldn't do that to you. I would never dream of it.
No. Plug it in and make him pull the trigger with his asshole.
Oh, I might pull the trigger for sure.
Were you guys? How many of you guys were here and watched the video game? All right, so for you guys who were here, and for anyone who doesn't know, Jay was up by 25 or whatever with about 30 seconds left in the game, and the whole system shut off. And I was certain that Lewis had planned this whole thing, and that he was going to be like, whatever, doggy, anything could have happened in that last 30 seconds, and then just not do it. And I was like, that's going to be so funny
that he just doesn't do it. Like when Ari faked his own death to get out of the Wheel of Punishment. But it turns out Lewis didn't think of that at all.
No, nope.
I thought, honestly, guys, I didn't think about this game. I did not look at the game. I could have practiced this whole time.
Lewis, you just said too many different things. We're all conflicted now. You said you didn't practice, then you said you did. Now you're saying you didn't at all. Either way, that thing's going way up your shitter.
I hope you know that I've barely eaten anything. I've been drinking tons of whiskey, and I am like literally, there's liquid falling out of my ass right now.
Okay. It's not my
right
gun.
Now. No, it's all good. It's
That's going to make the gun go up real nice.
Yeah. Clean you out.
You're using lube, right? And a condom?
Condoms lubed
That's
enough.
That's cheating. That's like using steroids.
What do you mean condoms lubed enough?
I'll do whatever you want to
do. You're using fucking lube.
Sure. Who's got lube?
We have some volunteers.
Oh, that guy will spit on your asshole.
Sir, your teeth are brown. You're not spitting on that.
Lewis, let a guy spit in your asshole for lube.
No, dude, no.
I'll use also lube, too, but also let a guy spit in your asshole.
No, I'm not letting anybody's fucking spit go into my asshole.
It's not going to go
in. I don't
know
why that's like, I might let his girl do it. Wait, huh? No.
Wait, Lewis, she...
Do we have a more attractive girl? But seriously.
How dare you, Lewis? Let that girl spit in your asshole.
She's fucking Mexican. It's going to be fucking tamale juice. Fucking burn
mole.
My asshole, dude. Like,
mole.
Fucking... Gonna fucking spit hot sauce into my asshole. Fuck that, dude.
So you're gonna put lube and then stick the gun. Who's sticking the gun in your ass?
Jay, he beat me in the game. He gets to present the gun.
He won the honor.
I earned it.
How do you feel? Do you have a technique you're gonna use?
Yeah, I'm gonna shove it up his ass.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
This is longer than your gun. My gun was thicker than the one you took. This is longer. This can do internal damage.
Nope.
You need, now, listen to me.
You already got the medical advice of Tim. It's not going to cause
internal damage,
none.
Pussy.
Let me say this.
What? I mean, what kind of internal damage?
Let me say this. You need to fuck.
I have a very low liver.
My asshole is very shallow, dude. My heart is right above my asshole, like 4 inches above my asshole.
Please don't poke my heart.
What if he does it? I just fall in love immediately.
I just turn you off. How about if I just turn you off like a button?
I just died. Dude, would they arrest you if you shut the gun at my ass and then it just, whatever it is, it just hit some nerve and I just shut down and died on the table with a gun sticking out of my asshole?
Then you could date her.
This guy's going to be wheeling me around next Skankfest trying to get front row.
Lewis, if this is how you die, no one will feel bad for you. Like, no
You'll
one.
You'll be a legend, though. You'll be
yeah,
a legend.
It'll be a legend, yeah.
He dies
doing what he loves.
Slowly and sensually. Don't just fucking jam that shit in, dude.
I'm going to put the other end of the cord in my mouth. So we're connected.
I want to smell it. I want to smell it. After.
Can you eat my ass for like 5 minutes before we do it?
Is that cool, dude?
No.
Just so, like, let me get open a little bit, you know?
No, but I'll spit in your asshole with another person.
You're not spitting in my asshole.
Me and Bobby can't spit in your asshole.
No.
You just asked him to eat your asshole.
Lewis, it's 2022. Let them spit in your asshole. What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of person are you? I mean...
Let them spit. Let them spit. Let them spit. Let them spit. Let them
spit. You know, this is a fucking civil rights festival, really.
I can just imagine, like, the FBI listening into this. They're like, this is going in a whole other direction. They're not going to the Capitol anymore. They're spitting in an ass. Is that code? Is it code? Or are they really spitting in someone's ass?
If this doesn't get us on World Star Hip Hop, dude, what's gonna? White boy has cord in his mouth attached to gun up friend's butt.
I mean, dude, if it starts
shaking my head.
If it starts hurting me, you have to stop.
What?
If it starts hurting me, you have to stop. The shape of this thing is a little bit questionable.
You You're gonna be fine, dude. Tim told you you're gonna be just fine.
If you
fine.
Use enough lube, it won't matter. People do fisting where they put a whole fist.
Would you rather
That's
I
true.
Fist you?
People put a whole fist up each other
but
all
isn't
the
there
time.
A certain position you have to get in? Not that I know.
Yeah, it's called desperate.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it hurt less? Can I choose a position?
No,
can I choose legs up, like my head facing that way, legs up on the table?
Sure.
Like you're changing a baby?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's less painful that way, is it not?
I think if you put your knees up to your stomach, it hurts less, right?
Bobby, a month ago, that was 1 inch for you.
You know,
knees up to your stomach.
Maybe put one leg up on the table and keep one on the ground, and I'll kind of like...
Oh yeah, dude! Like we're trying to do it for a porn video, cheating out to the camera.
Yeah, we'll get the angles. We're trying to go viral, baby.
Also, all of these people cannot be here on the sides watching my asshole. We need some sort of.
I promise you, they won't see your asshole. They might see side cheek though.
They're not seeing even side cheek.
Hold up a towel like the UFC when they're fucking overweight.
Here's what I'm saying. I will. While the gun's inside of me, you're not seeing my ass, you fucking freaks.
Well, I will say, hang on. I want things should be fair because when we did this the other time,
Bonds,
you guys.
Did you guys think you were watching the gun go into my asshole? No, that was never happening.
But let me tell you something because no one's. But you guys aren't going to see anything. But as far as I remember,
Lewis, where are you going to do
every
this?
Comic in the room can
no,
come
that's
back
not
here.
True.
And
no,
where are you going to do it?
150 comics here. Our panel can see, and that's it.
Only
Lewis,
the panel.
Lewis,
can
where is
see
it?
I
happen?
Will trade places with one lucky volunteer. It's my position to give away.
Chris Rogers, are you painting a picture of what you think Lewis's asshole is going to look like?
Yeah, it's Dave Smith's face.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. I'll do. Listen, buddy. I want you to enjoy yourself.
I gotta shit. So I'm gonna go shit before this, dude. I have to.
Okay.
My stomach is in knots right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better to shit before or after.
The shit will help it go in.
No, dude. You don't want me to shit on the stage. I think that's a health code violation. I think everything we're doing right now is a health code violation.
Pretty sure.
Tim just lit a cigarette. It's all health code violations.
This is the healthiest thing at this festival.
Oh, yeah.
The CEO of Mint Comedy just killed himself, by the way.
Yeah, dude. No. You're going to do it from behind. And, yeah, you put it in. What are you doing?
Well, someone else lit up a cigarette, and now Jay's like, ooh.
Yes, that is what I'm like.
I mean, we're at work, but we're also on vacation.
Yeah, no. I agree.
Oh, I mean, if someone from the venue were to come up and say, please put the cigarette out, we'd be like, we're about to stick a gun up this guy's butt.
Yeah, what do you mean from the venue? It's an abandoned mall. The hell are you took from the venue? There's bleeding people downstairs showing people into elevator shafts. The venue?
You make a good point, Tim.
It does look like one of those abandoned malls from the 90s, like the Blockbuster.
It's a Stephen King novel. It's the scary.
And not a good one.
Yeah.
One of the ones that you were like, you didn't need to make that.
There's so many beautiful convention centers in this town, and I drove past all of them on the way to this decrepit hellscape.
Look, whoever dies here ends up in those pictures behind us of people.
Jay, what did you do to prepare for the gun in the butt?
Nothing, dude. I've just been smiling a lot. I've been practicing my smile and my face.
I meant when you got the gun in your ass.
What did I do? Nothing. I just, you know what I did? I made a plan to try to get the funny Damian Lillard picture. So I focused more on that than the gun in my ass.
Yeah.
I looked at the end game of it.
Well, the reality is if you were to have me bear crawl for 5 minutes, that's substantially more painful than a gun in the ass. And I would bear crawl, really, if you're really
interested. It's not funny, though, or fun to watch.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like hard exercise is definitely
this
more painful.
This seems like if you were actually trying to convince yourself to be gay.
You'd be like, I mean, I lost my job.
No, that's what I do. I run a bear crawl. I was like, I'm looking for giant gay dudes. These are great jokes. I don't know what's going on.
That was a good one. A bear crawl?
Solid little pun. I'm throwing them out there. You know. God, start chanting something again, you fucking assholes. Do a better joke. Do a better joke. Do a better joke.
I think it's hitting hard on the Mint Comedy Stream.
Thanks, dude.
Wow.
$1,500.
Best money you ever spent.
Anybody else? $1,000 to see the gun go into my asshole.
How many celebrities let their fans watch them get their butt fucked for $1,000? When I say it like that...
Wait, are you Luke? Are you Luke? No, somebody else named Luke requested $1,500 just now. And I almost hit the button. I was like, there it is. The fuck, dude? I just lost money getting fucked in my ass.
You paid me $1,500 to not watch.
It's like paying taxes, right, Dave?
All right, guys, if you have 45 minutes, I'm going to change your life right now. What is
the... Are we doing like a countdown, or is it...
No, we're about to do it right now. I'm just making sure that this cash came through.
You're stalling.
Yep. Let's see. Wait, Chris, but I thought you were paying $1,500, so the girl with the... She doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to come up here. Missy, you sure? It's $500 for me. It'd be nice.
You don't want to see Lewis's ass get fucked with a gun?
Don't you want to walk?
You wheelchaired all this way here?
Yeah, what if it cures you?
All right, I got
Is that
Chris's.
Too much, you cocksuckers? Really?
No, everyone.
Over the fucking line with a wheelchair joke? You're about to watch a guy get a gun in his asshole?
Yeah, they're just intent. They're, now everyone's, it's anticipating.
I got nothing. There's nothing here. This guy, look at him.
That's hilarious. They're like, ooh.
Yeah, this guy, his fingers are too fat. He's going to smash them into the screen.
Yep. Right now you're sitting at 48 cents. You're going to have $2,500 and 48 cents. Yeah,
somebody banking out. It's my PayPal check.
Ding dong. Stay close, though.
Where did Paulie go? He just didn't want to see it. He's like, fuck
he has
this.
A show, he has a show upstairs.
Oh, thank God.
He's going upstairs.
That's the way Paulie Shore should come and leave.
Yeah.
Never saw him coming, never saw him leaving. Some of us wonder if he ever actually existed.
Right.
Because he's the weasel. It's so cool.
Sir, this is crazy that it's taking you this long to send a payment. It's wild, sir. And now I'm down to $1,000. I'm getting depressed.
He doesn't have a PayPal.
$1,000.48.
Can you go to the ATM? Have you never gone to an ATM? You cannot.
Why do you want to see this so badly? This is ridiculous.
This is nuts.
Can you go to the ATM at the casino?
Technically, we can do that. That would be a problem.
For someone to go to a casino, you gotta get cash in hand. Say, well, I got to go with $1,500. Doggy, if I'm going to take a gun in the ass, getting it. No. All right, BW just requested $100 because we're taking too long. Thank you, BL. Let's say PayPal, you received $1,500 from Paul. Fuck, it just got real. Oh, dude, they made me pay the transfer balance. I only have $1,455. No, dude, relax. It's not your fault. Thank you, dude. This guy really wants to see my asshole.
This is good. Lewis was overdrawn.
Fuck, dude, I hate this.
Oh, thank God, my car payment.
All right, would I take a gun in the ass for $2,500? No. I wouldn't do this, so it's still not technically worth it, but this is making it a little bit better.
There you go.
That's true. You're right. I did come out on top. But actually...
Lewis, you didn't come out on top. You're still on bottom.
Just so you know, dude, you've just technically been paid for gay pornography.
Yes.
Well, this stage has about two more minutes.
Thank God I lost some weight.
fuck, dude. I have to shit, dude. I really have to shit.
Well, you're about to.
You might have to just kill some... Dude, I have to.
Check, check, check. Why'd you tell him to come up?
I don't know, man. I figured they could do like some fun three-man act or something while I go shit.
Why don't you go shit? Go shit.
You want us to just riff with them
behind
us? Can I say,
this is what's happening. I don't have to shit until I start thinking about the gun going in my ass.
Lewis,
and it's a burning
sensation. The more you think about it, the more if you just do it, I'm telling you right now, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Tim, I'm not one of your dates.
I'm telling you, it'll be fine. I date whites, but here's the thing. I have an income. The point is this. Now, Lewis, you're going to be fine. You're getting nervous about it. All that's happening right now is Jay is shoving a plastic, somewhat sharp, gun in your ass one time. Don't be a pussy. There's 1,700 pounds that is just paid. Three guys here. There's 9,000 pounds on this stage, and we're all ready to see you take this fucking gun.
You got this. Listen to me. You got this. Look at me. You can do
Lewis, just remember, bigger things have come out.
That is true. I have taken... That's actually the one thing that
She's
made me feel
very
a little
smart.
Bit
smart.
Wow. Ding Dong came through with a fucking fortune cookie answer.
Lewis. Really?
Hell yeah, dude. Perfect joke.
Always remember.
And your lucky numbers are...
The people who have time to worry do not worry about time.
shit. Oh, dude, this is great. See, now, he's like, I don't have to shit now.
Right.
But now I have to
Ding
shit.
Ding Dong, set you straight.
Well, then here's the thing. The reality is...
It's mental, bro.
Almost every time I shit, it's bigger
look,
than that.
Like, listen, look.
Every time
like
I
that.
Shit.
Listen, dude. You got a fucking kid out there somewhere, right? And you are going to disgrace him forever, but now you can send him $2,500. Take care of him for the rest of his life.
Dude, I'm not worried about this. He's going to find the video of me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick in about 2 years.
For absolutely free.
Max, I already showed Max just...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Lewis was my bitch. No.
Bobby showed it to Max. He went, hey,
James is going to do this to you someday.
Bobby went, hey,
when
Max.
When Max thinks Lewis is so cool for flipping out at people, and then you go, yeah, look at your hero.
Yeah. You think that was bad? Watch this gun video I'm about to show you.
Fuck, dude. I have to shit again.
You don't have to shit.
Shit. God damn it. Fuck you, Jake Shields. Leave. Fucking Jake Shields is going to watch me take the gun in my ass. Fuck. I'm sick of this.
Damn. That is humiliating.
You had a hammer fisting podcast. Now, Jake, one of the greatest fighters of all time, who's going to watch you get a
fucking MMA legend, Jake Shields, over here, everybody. And of all the shows for him to walk into.
Lewis, if you do it, I'll give you Rogan's real phone number.
Dude, I mean this, will you call Joe Rogan while we do it?
Absolutely not. I'm not even admitting I'm here, and if he says, did you go to that, I'll say, absolutely not. So that is what'll happen.
The only way we got Tim here is we told him that Jelly Roll was going to be here. Oh, you're fat. Fuck you, Tim.
Do it, Lewis. Stop being a fucking faggot and do it.
The gay blind mic, you can be on the other side because you're blind.
Oh, this really is like an official weigh-in. 225 for the champion.
Now you're going to lay on the table, head that way. You're going to go like that?
You guys get in there.
Did you lie down?
No, I bent over.
You bent over?
Yeah, but Pauly Shore says lying down's the best way to take not gay stuff up your ass.
You think I should go that, like legs up?
Yeah.
Are you really gonna do this?
Sure. Let me move right before you shit on my bag.
promise you I'll get a shit. Laura, get the fuck out of here and put your camera away, you stupid whore. Are you out of your mind? You're videotaping this? No. Laura, beat it. Alex, you're pregnant. You can watch. It's my fantasy is having pregnant Alex see something going to my asshole. Fuck, dude. Fuck.
Roll it down to there. That's fine.
Hey, Jay.
Fuck.
Jay, switch the gun with this.
I forgot what condoms smell like. You have fat fingers.
Hey, look who showed up.
How dare you.
Hi, Kim. How you doing, Kim?
Yeah. Get a gun in your ass, you fucking cuck!
Fuck you, Kim.
Oh, that's genuine joy on her face.
I think I'm just gonna bend over, dude. I can't lay on my back with my legs.
No, dude, I think that's the way to do it.
That's the gayest shit I've ever thought about.
Dude, Lewis, I think that might be the way. That's the way to do it.
No way, dude. Fuck.
Now, do the
Jake Shields, do you want to spend $1,000 to watch this gun go into my ass? I mean, it's fine. Yes. Annie, leave. You're not welcome to see my asshole. You never even let me penetrate you. Get out of here. Kim earned this. Dude,
lay on,
I'm going to shit
your
right
back
in Annie's face. It's going to be hilarious.
Lay on your back, dude.
Holy shit.
Do the back leg.
This is all Schaub had to do in order to get you. No, I didn't fart. These people smell. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Get off my ass.
Lay on
I'm
your
sweating
back.
My dude, no, Annie cannot look at my asshole.
She's helping hold the thing.
She's not helping.
She's a volunteer.
Get your fucking phone. Put your phone away. Put your phone away.
What?
Okay, all right. Guys, this is awful. Why? I did not invite these fucking bitches. I do so much for female comedy. More than anybody's ever in the world. You're not...
Lewis, lay on your fucking back and let me fuck your butt.
Can somebody take Annie's phone during this bit? Fucking Jake Shields is watching. God damn it. Fuck.
You stalled it too long. You could have done this for like three people in the beginning.
All right, no phones. If anybody takes out phones, start punching them in their fucking face, Harrington. Harrington winning against Booger Beard yesterday. Give it up for Harrington one more time.
I hope Jake Shields pulls out a camera and Harrington has to attack him. That's going to go hilarious.
Oh, fuck, dude.
You got to put lube on. It said put lube on your asshole, not just the gun.
Do both.
You gotta do both. So someone's gotta, you have to, you do it, or you let somebody else. I say 2,000, one of these guys gets to rub it on your ass.
Can we get gloves?
No.
Can we get gloves?
On your back, dude.
No, I'm not doing it on my back, dude.
You gotta do it on your back.
Do it on your back.
No, fuck you. How about fuck you and fuck you? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Bobby, he's not doing it on his back. He has his pride.
Hold on, I have to take off my drawstring pants.
Spit in your asshole, don't forget.
No, you're not. I never said you could spit in my asshole.
You absolutely said we could spit in your asshole.
Good.
Guys, we can waste all day. It's not happening. If you spit in my asshole, I will pull my pants up and the gun's not going in.
All right, well, you're taking all the romance out of this. Yeah, dude, vape up.
This sucks.
Wrong
oh, man,
side.
Ironically, I was slipping this out of the
side.
Romance.
It blows out your asshole.
Hey,
Lewis.
How about you hold it up?
Lewis, their arms are tired because you're stalling so much.
You really are sweating in your asshole.
I'm dying right now.
His asshole.
I'm dying. Can you put some lube on it right now? Get some lube on it. This is not going to be a long, prolonged thing. Okay, stroke it a little bit, please, ding dong. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Holy shit.
It's not Ding Dong's first rodeo.
Did you work in a massage parlor?
Would you like to?
I'm just really good with my hand.
Oh my god.
Oh, we didn't know that Ding Dong was such a whore. Wow.
$1,000 for a hand job from Ding Dong.
I'm called Skankfest because I'm a fucking virgin.
Wow. What a slut.
Okay.
So wait, you have to put some in my asshole too?
Yeah, you have to.
Are you, putting it in my asshole, Ding Dong?
Or Lewis, you can do it. You can rub it on your asshole.
Shut the fuck up, Andy Letterman, you dickhead. Fucking
Lewis,
fuck face.
You should put the lube and you finger your asshole with it, and then I'll go.
It's solid advice, Lewis.
No, I feel I have to shit again, dude.
It's just
I have to shit. Why are there so many people here?
Let's do it.
When Jay got his asshole gunned, there was 10 people in the crowd.
No.
Here we go.
What are you, Lewis, I'm gonna wait, no, I'm doing it. Oh, you're rubbing the lube on it. No, she's applying lube.
That's not the whole thing, Dom. Fuck. Get up.
Lewis, all right. Just stop sucking the mic off.
All right. Lewis, here we go, dude. Okay.
Ow. Oh, ow. Jay, that's crazy. That's crazy. No. Oh, dude, I'm gonna shit my pants right now. I swear to God. It loosened something in there. It's all gonna.
Sell the condom.
We're not gonna sell the condom. I'm just gonna flick it into this guy's face. How far was the gun up my ass, dude? That was crazy. That was crazy.
Probably about to there, yeah.
Oh my fucking God, dude. That was nuts. Gay people are twisted. Twisted. I had no idea how much.
What freaked you out? Did you come too fast?
Dude, that's fucking brutal. That was awful. Fuck, dude.
Hey.
Dude, was it worth it for you guys? Fuck. Damn it, dude.
That was in there.
This is the perfect time for an ad.
He goes, all right. So, yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking shaking right now.
Let's go around and do some plugs, Dave. Yeah.
Guys, I want to tell you about BetterHelp.
Yo, how about a big round of applause for Lewis taking that gun up his ass?
Lewis J. Gomez, everybody.
Robert Kelly. Tim Dillon. Ding Dong. The wheelchair. Oh, these dummies who paid so much money to watch that. Thank you guys so much, man. Last night is Skankfest. Let's fucking go. Let's go off. Good night.
Hey everybody, I'm backstage at Skankfest, and man, is it crazy here. I think, 7, 8, 9 deaths. Suck on that, Astro World. Thank you, Yul Kratom, for making this possible.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, Ding Dong, we're done here. Time to go.